Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininam Hangsing. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan yesterday said that a strong foundation in fundamental sciences is essential for India's transformation into a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the 15th convocation of the National Institute of Science Education and Research at Jatni near Bhubaneswar, he said scientific self-reliance will be the key driver of the country's future growth and global leadership. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the government is planning to introduce E85 fuel, which would be about 20 rupees cheaper per litre than standard E20 petrol. He said E85 would be restricted to vehicles specifically designed to use the fuel. In an interview with a private news channel, the petroleum minister said the proposed move aims to provide financial relief to consumers while advancing the government's ethanol blending program. He also defended the broader biofuel policy, dismissing concerns about engine damage and vehicle performance linked to ethanol-blended petrol. The government has waived the basic customs duty on goods used in manufacturing of display assemblies, lithium-ion cell and inductor coil module with an aim to promote domestic production of electronic devices like smartphones, laptops, wearables and smart TVs. The Ministry of Finance has issued three separate notifications giving effect to the basic customs duty waiver on the goods used in manufacture of the three key components used in electronic devices. The ongoing house listing phase of Census 2027 is progressing across Nagaland, with review and awareness meetings being held in several districts to ensure accurate and timely enumeration. Director of Census Operations Nagaland, Dr. Kenny Meshio, during a review meeting in Meluri, emphasized that the quality of data collected during the house listing exercise will form the foundation for the subsequent phases of the census. He urged officials to ensure complete and accurate enumeration of every household while strictly adhering to census guidelines. In East Dimapur, officials appealed to councillors and gamburas to extend full cooperation to enumerators and raise public awareness on the importance of providing accurate information. Similar awareness programs were also held in Chumukedima, where urban local bodies were encouraged to actively support the house listing exercise. Meanwhile, a consultative meeting in Newland clarified that the census is meant solely for population enumeration and is not linked to electoral rolls, delimitation, Aadhaar or PAN. In Chepobozo, supervisors were instructed to maintain data quality through regular field verification and strict compliance with census procedures to ensure the successful completion of the nationwide exercise. The Administrative Training Institute, in collaboration with the Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms, recently conducted a two-day workshop on the prevention, prohibition and redressal of sexual harassment of women at workplace. The workshop was attended by officials from district administrations and various government departments. During an interactive session, Additional Chief Secretary and Director General of ATI, V. Shashank Shekhar, discussed workplace safety with participants and highlighted fear of stigma, retaliation and lack of awareness as major barriers to reporting sexual harassment. They stressed the need to strengthen internal complaints committees and local committees, promote awareness of the POSH Act and foster a culture of respect and accountability. The role of churches, civil society, families and strict action against offenders was also emphasized. And in the FIFA World Cup, France stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Morocco 2-0 in the first quarter-final in Boston, USA. The teams were goalless at halftime, but France took control in the second half with Kylian Mbappe scoring in the 60th minute and Ousmane Dembele doubling the lead in the 66th minute. Mbappe became the first player ever to score 20 World Cup goals before the age of 30. With this, France reached a third successive World Cup semi-final for the first time in history. Spain will face Belgium in the second quarter-final tomorrow at 12:30 a.m. The remaining last eight clashes will see Norway take on England, while defending champions Argentina will face Switzerland on Sunday morning. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day. We'll be right back.